You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Hello. How are you? It is a Wednesday here in the capital city. Jim and Trent, you can always get in on the show at 264-1700. That's 264-1700. Great program for you today. Pat Hardy will join us, allhawkeyes.com, coming up at about 4:20. Scott Phillips, NBC Sports on college basketball at 4:40 today. In the 5 o'clock hour, Sean Tomlinson, Bleacher Report, NFL. And around 5:35, Zuba Mahente, ESPN. That's the lineup. Trent, are you ready for the big games tonight?
Get your tickets now. Rutgers, Iowa, a battle for 13th place on the line. Oh, I'm pumped up, Jimmy B. Oh.
I could tell. And Iowa State at TCU. Okay, we'll get into those two games, but quickly, let's go to last night's game. I think you asked me yesterday before you and I and Drake played, and I said, I think that you and I will score around 70 points. Well, they scored 68 and won the game. And here's what I thought was interesting, Trent. When we had Coach Jake on and we talked about how he had benched Cook.
Yep.
And then was bringing him in off the bench. How did he respond last night? He went 7 of 11 and 19 points. And they blew the game open in the second half.
You know, and Cook, he struggled early on, but Coach Jake stayed with him. He sent the message. They got the win really without him. He only played 9 minutes on Saturday night against Valparaiso. He was able, though, to take the benching, take it in stride. He started the second half. He played 30 minutes in the game, and he was ultra important, as it looked like the Panthers were going to get run out of their home gym. Drake was hitting shots from all over. McGlynn early on was hitting the boards. He was doing everything. He was making plays, and it looked like it was going to be all Bulldogs, and they were going to run to a 6-1 conference record. But you and I tightened things up right before the end of the half, came out in the second half, and really dominated from there on out. And now you just kind of are left wondering with this UNI squad. We know they have plenty of talent. Probably, I would say, short of Missouri State. This is the most talented team, I think, in the MVC. But the 0-5 start, they dug themselves a hole. Can they dig out of it? They did it a year ago. They got back to an even 500 at 9-9. We're the number 3 seed by the time we got to the conference tournament. You know, can they do something similar this year? Obviously, avoiding the play-in game on Thursday, that's a big part of it. But do you see this UNI team? Have they turned the corner enough for you to believe that they do have a big run coming up here in the second half of the schedule?
I don't think I'm totally sold yet, but I feel better about the Bulldog or about the Panthers right now than I did while they were in the middle of that losing streak and they were scoring 50 points. They can always play defense, and that seems to be their calling card, like you and I both know. But now they're starting to kind of get the offense back. So, yes, I am starting to begin to turn the corner that maybe now this team went through that terrible struggle and maybe has now righted the ship. I don't think they're there yet, Trent, but I think that they're starting maybe to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And we saw Coach Jacobson, one of the biggest things that jumped off, and I hadn't even realized it, I saw one of the beat guys for you and I tweeted out during the game, he did go to a sub in the second half as he changed the lineup to start the second half. Mm-hmm. Fife went to the bench, in comes Bennett Cook, no surprise. And then Spencer Haldeman started in place of Juwan McLeod in the second half. He went with those guys for over 13 straight minutes to begin the second half. Jim, you don't see that in college basketball anymore. 13 straight minutes with the same five on the floor?
Yeah, that just doesn't happen anymore, particularly with the way the timeouts are scheduled now in college basketball. No, that just doesn't happen. But he obviously had a plan. He stuck to his plan, and he played the guys, particularly in the second half, that he felt would get them the victory because you and I believe they trailed by 16 at one time in the first half, came back, got it to about 6 at halftime, and then began to really unload on Drake, who has hit now on hard times, Trent. We kind of thought that would happen, and it looks like the wheels are beginning to rattle a little bit now for the Bulldogs. But look, you and I think you pointed it out yesterday, and I can't remember the exact number. What was it, like 25-2 in the last? It's an unbelievable number how you and I has owned Drake.
Yeah, 16 of the last 18 have gone the way of you and I. So shows you the domination that they've held in this series, and not just in the McLeod Center, but also in the Knapp Center. So Drake this weekend, we mentioned it, had a chance to set up for maybe the biggest week in Drake basketball in a decade. Losing this one, I think, takes a little bit of air out of the tire for them and for the fan base. You still got Missouri State coming in this weekend. It's still a huge matchup, but not the same kind of buzz that could have been built if they would have got that victory last night. Still important, their next two games are against the two teams at the top of the standings with them, just a half game back in Missouri State and Loyola, and both of those teams are going to be playing tonight in a couple of matchups. But, you know, It's not the same. That victory, I think, would have done a whole lot. Now it's getting the feeling, you mentioned wobbly wheels maybe a little bit, losing two out of your last three, really getting blown out on the road against Valpo and against you and I, their last two road games. It does have that feeling, kind of like what we saw a year ago. They had that nice stretch, and then they started to pull back. You wonder if the same thing's happening now for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it could be. Look, it'll be a nice story, and I've discussed it on this program, if they can not be in that first game, in what Trent likes to call the Drake Invitational, when they get to St. Louis. If they can avoid that, this will be a major winning season for the Drake Bulldogs. And anything else on top of that is the cherry on top of the ice cream. I mean, let's face it. This team was once again picked to be poor in the conference, and they started out, got destroyed by Iowa in the Big Four. That was a horrible matchup for them. And then all of a sudden, Trent, they kind of found life, and they got it going a little bit. And they won those four in a row. Now I think they've kind of maybe settled back in. And I'm just hoping that they make it interesting and they can finish close to 500.
Be good to see. Be hoping for that. And, hey, maybe we'll see them play you and I in the opening round, in the 4-5 game, in the 3-6 game, something like that. Could be that possibility. And then we'd be guaranteed at the very least an Iowa team in the semifinals. Get to that semifinal Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that would be great to see as well. The other side of it be, it'd be better to see them play later on as opposed to the quarterfinals. See them in the semifinals, or even imagine this. Envision this just for a moment, Jimmy B.
Okay.
You and I and Drake playing on Sunday with the right to be to the NCAA tournament. Loser, well, they might go to the NIT or the CBI or something like that. Winner goes to the big dance. How much fun that would be.
That would be great. I think the state would blow up. I just think that it would just be overwhelmed with that possibility taking place, firmly with my tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be quite that much. You're absolutely right. Well, let's take a peek at tonight's matchups.
And, okay.
Let's start with the late game. Iowa State, they get off the schneid with the win against Baylor. You know, there's still an opportunity here. I don't think it's going to happen. We're talking about the rebuild that is in front of them. But now tonight, no Jalen Fisher. He injured his practice yesterday for TCU. Iowa State can still put together a run if they can beat, say, TCU tonight, get a home win against Texas Tech or Tennessee, steal a road game or two. They get to 7-11, Jimmy B. I think they're going to be firmly on the bubble and work to do, obviously, when they get down to Kansas City. That's still a possibility, and is it a little far-fetched sitting at 1-4 in the conference? It is. It is. But we've seen this team play well enough at times. The late leads they let slip away against Texas and Oklahoma State, how well they played down in Lawrence against Kansas, and, well, Kansas is still Kansas, even though it might be a little bit different in past years. There's still a possibility. They have that nice home game against Tennessee. It's not out of the realm, Jimmy B. Crazier things that could have happened than just that. I know it's a stretch here, but I think it's got to start tonight. It's a perfect opportunity against a banged-up TCU team.
If it is going to take place with the scenario that you just laid out, yes, it has to begin against the Horned Frogs. I'm not sold on that yet. I think TCU is a pretty good basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing at home. That building will be rocking because they've got fans now that actually show up and cheer for their team, where they didn't used to have any in the past years. And they're an exciting team to watch. And I just think that, could they win this game? Meaning, could Iowa State win? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have a shot. But I think TCU is the better team, the more experienced team, and they are playing at home. Look, I think Fisher is going to be a huge loss for them. He's a terrific point guard. Any team would love to have him in their backcourt. And I hope the injury is not serious, and I hope the kid gets back out on the court. But TCU has players, and I believe that they will match up very well with what Iowa State likes to do. And so that's why I'm favoring TCU tonight. I think the game is relatively close, though. I don't see this one being like a 15-20-point blowout. I think Iowa State's in this thing at the end.
All right, all right. So you got your opinion there. I think I'm close to the same side with you on that one. Let's jump then to the other team playing tonight. It'll be right after we end tonight at 6 o'clock. Iowa out at the rack as they take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Rutgers is improving. They're still not great by any means, but they are improving. Iowa, with that win, the way they played in the second half against Illinois, the way they played in overtime, are they turning the corner in your estimation?
I would like to say yes, but I'm still not sold, Trent. One game, a terrific second half, at Illinois, a team that lost on a buzzer beater at Nebraska just the other night. They have a lot of issues, Illinois does. They just can't seem to win at the end. And here's my biggest problem. I think Rutgers is probably better than Illinois, and they're playing at home. They have played some pretty good games, and they've played some awfully bad games. So I'm like conflicted. Am I going to get a decent Rutgers performance, or am I going to get the bad Rutgers that can't throw it in the Hudson River? And the same for Iowa. Am I going to get the Iowa team that showed up in the first half against Illinois, or am I going to get the team that showed up in the second half? I don't know, Trent. That's where I am on this game. It's a very conflicted feeling right now.
Last time out, we remember last week when Rutgers took Michigan State to overtime, but then over the weekend at home got throttled by Ohio State. Yeah, the Buckeyes are playing really, really well, but hey, you wonder. Rutgers, a team still limited at times offensively. Corey Sanders is a nice player. He's been a good player there now the last couple of seasons for him, but he hasn't shot it very well this season. Their second leading scorer, Freeman, is shooting 16% from downtown. Steve can't shoot. So,
yeah.
Iowa, what they did, they played the 1-3-1 a lot in the second half of the game. It seemed like they were more connected on the defensive end. It's got to start there. They got to get stops on the defensive end. If they can do that, they got a chance. It's a chicken or egg argument here. Iowa's defense is so bad, they should be good against Rutgers, or Rutgers' offense is so bad that Iowa's defense should look good. Going to come down to that one tonight. Rutgers opened up as a 1-point favorite. Hawkeyes now on the other side. They are favored by one this evening. Jimmy B, we'll talk more Hawkeyes. Coming up next, our old friend Pat Hardy from allhawkeyes.com. He'll be stopping by. Scott Phillips on college basketball at 4:40. Sean Tomlinson talks NFL, and Zubin Mehente from ESPN Sports Center. We'll talk everything with Zubin. All to come here on a Wednesday edition. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
sponsored by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today.
With any concrete slab, concrete settlement is a common problem. Changes in underlying soil causes sidewalks, driveways, porches, and pool decks to shift and crack, resulting in significant and expensive repairs. At Midwest Basement Systems, our patented PolyLevel system is an inexpensive, proven solution of lightweight, expansive foam that lifts the slab back into place. Don't replace it, raise it.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Hey, it's me, the donkey emoji.
Aww.
I just want to say, if you're texting and driving, you're acting like a jack. Put down the phone, focus on the road, and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
Caring Hands Food Pantry serves the residents of Southeast Polk School District as well as all of Bondurant and Pleasant Hill. If you live in this area or use the school system and find yourself in need of additional food at this time, come in Mondays or Wednesdays between 3 and 6 or on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday between 11 and 1. You will need to bring in an ID for each member of your family and a piece of mail postmarked and delivered to you for each adult over 18 in order to register. There are no income requirements, no checking of employment, nor need to be signed up for any government or church charity program. We are here to help. If you need food, we have it for you. Caring Hands has been serving the Southeast Polk area for more than 20 years and is funded by charitable contributions from those of us in the community. Check out their website at caringhandsiowa.org.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back with you on a Wednesday, Trent and Jim, as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC on 1700. Well, Jim, we're getting ready for Iowa and Rutgers tonight. We're going to talk about that, but we got Pat Hardy on the line. He wrote a great article over at allhawkeyes.com. Talk a little bit about Carver and some of the deficiencies, certainly, in the arena and things that can be done to maybe improve the environment now. He joins us right now on the program. Pat, how are you today?
Good, gentlemen. How you doing?
Not too bad. Great, as I told you, things are good. The Hawkeyes haven't lost in over a week. You and I with a couple of victories. You got Iowa State. They're on a one-game winning streak as they get ready for TCU. We got things to talk about for once with our in-state basketball teams on a positive note. And your alma mater, though they lost last night, still in first place in the MVC. Not too bad all of a sudden.
And it's like 23 degrees.
Right. Yes, a heat wave is here. It's all great. It's all great. But what is not great is Carver Hawkeye Arena, the environment inside. And, Pat, you have been to hundreds of games. I won't put the number out there for you. We're not going to date you here. But you've seen this building, what it can be, what it's been in the past, and in today's environment, it just doesn't work very well. Talk a little bit about the origin of your article over at allhawkeyes.com and some of the things that you would like to see to try to improve Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Well, I guess what inspired me to do it this time, and I've done this article probably three times over the last 15, 20 years. When you stay at something long enough, you end up repeating yourself. But going to the wrestling match the other day, where there was about 13,400 fans, and they were actually that many fans. I mean, it was close to being full. I actually got caught in, like, gridlock. I mean, I was outside Carver for about 20 minutes, didn't move, and it was annoying. And I hadn't remembered being in that situation since maybe the mid-90s with basketball, Andre Woolridge, some of those good teams with settles and stuff, when they still would draw a lot. And I just got to thinking how odd this is when you cover basketball that you don't deal with traffic. And then I did one thing led to another, and then I went in there, and just the environment was raucous, and it was just a lot different. The whole thing was different, and it just got me to thinking, you know, we're going to be back here with these basketball games. You're going to look up and see the arena half empty, student section three-fourths empty. I mean, basketball's got to do something, because, I mean, in fairness to wrestling, no, they're not the dominant program, but they're still one of the top five programs in the nation. You can't just rest on, well, we just got to get better and things will take care of themselves. They always have. Times are different. And so what I kind of brought up, I think some key things have happened over the last 10, 15 years, too. The Steve Alford, Pierre Pierce era, followed by the misery under Licklider, you lost a lot there. And I don't think a lot of them have come back. And I think part of that is just because of the environment. I mean, it's the teams haven't been good enough to offset the environment, and they don't utilize their students good enough. The way they have their students seated now, one of the things I suggested for now, at least, when you need people in the seats, let the students in for free right now. It doesn't have to be something forever, but it's at least safe for maybe now, and then promise it for like next season. And then they got to do something. They got to move the students. They just have to figure out a way to configure that arena, put some metal bleachers up behind both benches, and let the students be there. And I still say if you let it free and put them in a position where they actually feel like they're part of the game, more of them will start to come. And I think they got a chance. The team is not horrible. It's struggling now. I still think they have a chance to have some success here in the next couple of years, but they have to change this environment because it's just torture over there. It's a joke. Everybody just makes fun of it.
Pat, look, you're talking to two guys who understand this because Trent rails on it constantly when we're on the show together. And I'm glad that you went out and wrote that article. I read it as well. It was a terrific piece. Why is it that the athletic department can't get their head out of their ass to make moves like that to make it a better fan-friendly place? Is it just that they just want to collect the money? God, they get $50 million from from BTN. Can't they make a couple of moves to make it more fan-friendly?
Well, in the past, I've always been told that if you do that, you're cheapening the product, and then people who pay more are going to start asking, hey, why are we having to pay this much for season tickets when you're letting the students in for free or this and that? But as far as to me, the most important one is moving the student section. The way they have it now, It just doesn't work, and partly the reason it doesn't work, other schools can get away with having their students on the baseline, but their students are way closer, and the, the stairs go up on a steeper incline to where they remain closer. Carver, they're so far away, they're 20, 30 feet away from where the seats even start, and then they go on such this gradual incline to where the kids at the top are so far away from the court they don't feel any connection. In fairness to UI officials, they've had a hard thing to deal with just from the way Carver's built. That's another thing I mentioned in this column. I barely went to Carver Hawkeye Arena in the 80s. I mean, I was in Des Moines. I was at college during that time, and I maybe went to one or two. So when I came up here in the early 90s, I really didn't have any clue what Carver was about. But I remember going in there the first couple of times, and I'm like, this is so odd. I'm like, the best seats are the worst seats as far as convenience, as far as concession stand and access to the bathroom and what have you. And I'm like, and it's so far away from the court. It's just, I don't know. And those things have continued to kind of bother me for, and now I think they're a major part of it. I mean, they're just, the way the arena is built to me is not conducive to a good home environment. And then you couple that with the way they got their students seated and with the fact that they just haven't been very good very much for a while now. That's just as a bad recipe for apathy, and that's what you're seeing right now. I said outside of Penn State, there's not a worse environment right now, and I was thinking of Illinois and Nebraska, but it's in some of these cases, it's not even close to where the Iowa environment is right now. It's just not good.
So they went through a big renovation a few years ago. They added the video board going into last season, the center hanging video board. Those things have, I guess, been improvements to the fan experience, but after the renovation, there's so much room back behind the baskets, and it feels
that's the problem.
Even more cavernous. Couldn't they just put some risers up there and the seats behind? Obviously, you can't fill, but it's got to be a net positive there to get, even if it is just a few hundred students, at least get them close to the action and give you something back there. Or because of fire codes, is that a big no-no? I have no idea.
I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't imagine why it would be. They've got so much room there.
Yes.
To me, what their dream should be and their goal should be is to have metal bleachers. Reason I say metal, they're loud. You can use them to distract. Have them wrap around the entire side of the court behind both benches because they could be there. Some students could sit and support the Iowa players. Others would be sitting a little further down and be ripping the opposing players. And I mean that all in good taste. But then if you get it big enough, because if you had 10 rows of bleachers, that would hold a decent amount of students, but not a ton. I'd like them on the baseline, too. Wrap it around the whole thing and then have the one side on the opposite side of the benches that free of students. But have it if they could someday have it enough to where they would take up that much space. But to me, the students don't feel any connection. They don't feel any need to be there because of the, they don't feel, I just don't think they make them feel that welcome. And as far as letting them in for free, if they get in for free and go there and spend money at the concession stand, that's better than not going there at all. And right now they're not going, so they're losing out totally with them. They're not getting any revenue. And it just, I feel bad for the players when they look up, when they stand there for that national anthem and they look up there and see that side of the arena is almost always 3/4 empty.
Pat Hardy is our guest, allhawkeyes.com. It's always a great read when Pat is doing the writing, and when he's on the show, it's a great listen. All right, Pat, which Iowa team is going to show up tonight at Rutgers? The one we saw in the first half against Illinois, or the one we saw in the second half?
I'll say a little of both, because I just think that's Iowa basketball, but I think they're going to win tonight. I've been wrong. I've actually been wrong in the last four games. I picked them to win the previous three and picked them to lose at Illinois. So maybe I'm the kiss of death. I just got a good feeling. And Ellen, I believe Rutgers is missing one of its key pieces. Mike Williams, key piece to the Rutgers team is out. And if he is definitely going to not play, that takes away a key component for them. But I just got this feeling that Iowa's going to win. I'm still, Rutgers is okay, but I mean, they're not that good, and I don't want to get carried away. I think Iowa can win this game. If they win this game, they at least got some momentum going into the huge game Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, against Purdue, because I'll tell you, Purdue's playing way better than I thought they were going to this year. They're just, they are locked in right now.
After Rutgers tonight, it will be Saturday, and they will be honoring the Street family, and of course, on the passing of Chris Street, a memorial game set against Purdue at 11 o'clock. Pat, if my timeline is correct, you were a young guy on the beat that time, just, what, a couple years older than the guys on the team. Can you take us back to 25 years ago?
Well, that was my first year covering the Iowa beat. I barely knew Chris. I had actually interviewed Chris a couple times when I was working down in Des Moines before I moved up here, just when he was in high school. But I didn't know him hardly at all because I started covering the team that November, and the tragedy happened in January. But I'm actually working on that right now. I'm writing something that I'm going to probably put out either Thursday night or Friday morning. I was actually in there in the office that night. Our office happened to be not even a half a mile from where the accident occurred. And this was before cell phones. It was before the Internet. And the first thing we started hearing was police blotter stuff about a serious accident down. I'm like, wow, that's close. And then you heard about the Warren County license plate. I didn't think anything about it. But then I got a call from a friend saying, hey, have you heard anything about Chris Street being involved in a serious accident? And I got to thinking, Chris Street, Indianola, Warren County, uh-oh. So then I went down, and I literally got in my car. It was freezing that night. That's right, just bone chilling. The weather was bad. It was just a bad night. And I drove my car down to the North Dodge Athletic Club, parked, climbed up this frozen, icy hill. I remember trying to get as close as I could to the accident scene. They obviously had it cordoned off. What I remember more than anything was the flashing lights and all the people's breaths in the cold air. And then I looked, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's Tom Davis. And he was being escorted by John Street back to a car. I think they had gone there, seen what was going on, and then Davis was walking. And I just will never forget the look of devastation on his face. And he walked right by me, and he barely knew who I was. We had had a half a season. I'd been on the beat for a half a season. He knew me by name, but I remember him. He reached out and grabbed my arm just because he needed something to hold on to. And I don't even know if he would probably even remember that. He was in a state of shock. And then I just remember, I'm like, my God, I can't believe this is happening. And then I went back and worked at the Press Citizen for like the next 20 hours, just writing and doing it, trying to come to terms with everything. Because I didn't go to Iowa, but a lot of the people that I worked with, including Bryce Miller, he was our prep writer at the time. Hmm. When I came back, told him about it, he just lost it. I remember him walking down the hall and punching the walls of the Press Citizen. He was so devastated by it. He went to college with Chris and what have you. So, yeah, it was almost like, as an Iowa fan, there's before Chris Street and after Chris Street. That's kind of how it seems. And for me to have been there and thrust into it, it was weird. I remember that night, I'm like, why isn't Buck Turnbull doing this? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, because it happened right down the street. I'm working at the Iowa City newspaper. And, it was a little overwhelming at first, but then you just got to kind of do what you got to do. And it was tough. And, and I've always felt a connection to Chris Street because of that. I barely knew him, but I was there to, unfortunately, tell the horrific story.
It was just such a difficult time across the state. I grew up in North Iowa, Pat, and I was in middle school at the time. And watching a show during the 9 o'clock hour, and they had the little 10-second, TV news, tragedy hits an Iowa basketball player. And then I had to wait for the next half hour, 45 minutes to find out who it was before Internet. I couldn't just jump on and look at DesMoinesRegister.com and find out, or Twitter, and see what's happening. And when it happened, I broke down and I cried for...
Oh, I'm sure you, and a lot of people did.
Yeah.
I remember parking the car and taking a couple deep breaths. You know how you do that maybe before you do a long run, or you go to a plate appearance in a baseball game. I remember doing that before I climbed up the hill. And it was just, when I found out that it was for sure it was Chris Street, it was overwhelming. I was still in my 20s.
Yeah.
I was not much, like you said, I wasn't much older than these guys. I was 6-7 years. So, yeah, it was just, and then we had Kenyon Murray on this morning. Kenyon Murray was a freshman on that team. I didn't realize, he had told me this before, but he told me again today, Chris Street's part of the big reason he came here. He loved him. They hit it off real good. Kenyon could have gone, he was the McDonald's All-American. He had Iowa, UCLA, Michigan, and Kentucky. Chris Street was the big reason he came here. They were such good friends. Chris kind of took him under his wing, and now Kenyon has twin sons that are 6'5½ juniors at Cedar Rapids Prairie, Division I players to be, and one of them is named Chris, and he's named after Chris Street. He spells it with a K because of that, what the K means in Kenyon's family, but Kenyon said he called Chris's mom and asked for permission to spell the name differently with a K, and she's just like, we just think it's so great that you still want to honor Chris. And Kenyon said that he thinks about Chris every day and that Chris influenced his life as much as anybody. And, it's just amazing what he did in life and in death, really. There's kind of that mystique when you die young like that, too. I think his legend has grown even more. But what a sad way for that to have happened, because I would love to have seen what he would have become. I think he would have played in the NBA. His game was developing so much. He was so versatile. He had a little Jeff Settles in him. He had a little Ryan Bowen in him. He was big and could bang, but he could shoot. He made 34 free throws in a row. I mean, that's the streak he took to his grave with him, you know. It's just really sad.
It really
that's
is.
That's still the record, isn't it? That's still the record, right?
Peter got up to 28.
Okay.
Good to have Chris Street still at the top of that. No offense to Pete, but still good to have Chris with that record. Hey, we're out of time, Pat. Always appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com. The site up and running. Everything going well over there. Mm-hmm. A lot of great stuff. And really looking forward to Pat's piece on Chris Street when it comes up. Jim, I've talked about this with you before as we've known each other now the last couple of years. And it was just so emotional the way that it hit me, the way that it hit the state. And Jim, I don't know if you realize what Iowa basketball was really during the 80s into the 90s, where, you know, for me, it was the only sports I saw during the week. After Monday Night Football, I didn't have cable. Nobody really had cable back then. Nobody had satellite dishes. It was the rich of the rich, and there weren't a whole lot of them in Osage. So it was Thursday night's Iowa basketball. That was my sports for the week until I got to the weekend.
Yeah.
That was it, and that was it for most everybody. And then you'd come in, you'd talk about it at recess, you'd talk about it at lunch the next day about what the Hawkeyes did. When they built the Iowa Basketball Network, the TV network that was syndicated across the state, it's something that Indiana, the Hoosiers, stole the idea from Iowa. It was huge. I was reading a book. They got something like an 82 share in Eastern Iowa.
Wow.
An 82 share,
wow.
Jimmy B. You know TV. Wow. That shows you the pull of Iowa basketball, how important it was at the time. And this was one of our own. This, as an Iowan, Chris Street was our guy, an Iowa kid. Grew up, played the right way, played with tenacity, played hard. It's more than a player dying. It was one of us dying. And it's just, still today, 25 years later, Jimmy B, it just brings back a lot of emotions.
I can hear it in your voice just listening to you recite that story and that history. It's awful when something like that takes place, but I could tell that it was devastating to the state at that particular time, Trent.
It was, no doubt. We'll take a break. We'll come back. College basketball talk on the other side. NBC Sports' Scott Phillips will join us next on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Sponsored by the Extraton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Still taking your child's temperature the way it was done decades ago? Upgrade to the Extraton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Extraton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Available at fine retailers everywhere.
This is Trent Condon from Sports Talk 1700 KBGG. In the United States, someone dies from a drunk driving crash every 51 minutes. Make zero fatalities your goal and drive sober or catch a ride.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers. Or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7979 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7979.
For all the big plays you watch sports for, Buffalo Wild Wings created B-Dubs Watch and Win. So when you watch them happen here, you win stuff here.
Like a guy scoring 50?
Yep.
Or a QB throwing for 300.
Oh, yeah.
How about crooks on a golf course?
Definitely no. But now with the new B-Dubs Watch and Win, you can win real stuff in real time when you watch sports at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Rewards, events, and triggers vary. Terms and conditions apply. See participating location for details.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Start spreading the news. Variety's Black Tie Gala, New York, New York, is set for January 19th. Black Tie is a gala evening emceed by Des Moines native David Anthony Higgins, known for his role in hit television show Mike and Molly. The evening features cocktails, dinner, and dancing. Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us January 19th at Black Tie to ensure all children are able to reach their full potential. Get your tickets for Variety's Black Tie at varietyiowa.com/black tie.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Glad to have you back with us here on a Wednesday. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Still to come, we're going to be talking NFL with Sean Tomlinson from BleacherReport.com, Zuba Mahente from ESPN Sports Center. He'll drop by that all in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, we're talking college basketball with our good friend Scott Phillips, NBCSports.com, College Basketball Talk. Doing a great job over there with Rob Doster and the rest of the crew. And he joins us here today. Scotty, what's happening?
Not too much. You guys are bumping Biggie in the intro now? That's big time.
That's me right there. That's me. Brinson, absolutely. he doesn't know what that is. His definition of rap music is Vanilla Ice. That's all we have to say about that. So let's get into the hoops, though, here today. And the Big Ten, it has been a down year, Scott. When we've talked to you this season, we've talked about the down nature. But I want to talk about Michigan State. The loss at home to Michigan over the weekend. Earlier in the week, they have to go to overtime to finally get past Rutgers in that matchup here. This was what I felt was a national title contender. What's going wrong with the Spartans right now?
I think we're seeing a lot of teams are really attacking Michigan State since they're one of the hunted and one of the favorites in the country. Previously a number one ranking, they've competed against Duke, they've beaten North Carolina, they have a high set of expectations for the season, and they haven't been able to respond to the adversity of getting teams A games so far in Big Ten play. Teams who are familiar with Michigan State know the personnel, they know their strengths and weaknesses, and Michigan State is having a hard time adjusting, specifically without having a go-to player. A lot of people talk about Miles Bridges and the All-American campaign he hopes to have his sophomore year, but he hasn't really adjusted to being one of the marquee stars of the league. He's put up very good numbers, but when really the spotlight has been on him, he hasn't showcased himself in a lot of marquee games where he's taken over and won games for Michigan State. They've been a balanced outfit for most of the season. And Cassius Winston was severely outplayed by Xavier Simpson in that loss. There's always the question marks and concerns about his point guard play, and he's generally been good this season, but when he's down, Michigan State tends to be down as well. So I think they really need to find a go-to presence. Bridges has to be that guy. Either that or Jaren Jackson, a freshman, has to step up for them. They're still going to get plenty of balance. I expect Winston to be a little bit better, but some concerns now as we start to look at the national title and Final Four picture for a Michigan State team that we thought would be a little more consistent than this.
We've seen Purdue obviously be very good as they sit at the top of the conference. Ohio State, the surprise. Michigan, those four feel, I don't know if lock is the right word quite yet here on January 17th, but those four are in good shape. Who's the team you expect to make a run here? If there's going to be a fifth or even sixth team to make a run at an NCAA tournament bid, who are you putting your money on right now?
That's a really good question. I wouldn't gamble a lot of it, and I certainly wouldn't put my life savings or my mortgage on it, I'll tell you that. But there are some intriguing teams in the second tier of the Big Ten. Obviously, it starts with veteran groups like Minnesota and Northwestern, who had high expectations entering this season. They're both NCAA tournament teams last year. Northwestern has a lot of work to do if they want to make up and, you know, try to make the NCAA tournament. They're already at 11-8 and kind of struggling to find their footing. They're in a new home arena this year that they haven't adjusted to very well, and those guys, as well as Michigan State, have struggled a little bit as being the hunted now. And Minnesota's dealing with some of those issues with Reggie Lynch. Obviously, that's been a huge story for Richard Pitino off the court, the scandal involved there. And, you know, again, this is still a veteran team that has great players in Jordan Murphy and Nate Mason who can take over and win games. I expect Minnesota to hopefully rally once this Lynch thing starts to become a little clearer and they deal with handling those questions and expectations. But, you know, between Minnesota and Maryland, I think Maryland is another team to watch in that second tier as well. Obviously, Mark Turgeon has been to the tournament plenty of times before. He's got some talented guys. They're younger, but talented guys in Anthony Cowan, who's done an adequate job of replacing Melo Trimble, and Kevin Herter, who's hit some big shots for them. And as long as they can try to replace Justin Jackson and they have that depth in the interior playing well, I think that that's a team that could sneak into the field as well.
Take me a little bit then to the Big 12. Iowa State plays at TCU tonight, but, and I'll get to that in a moment, I want to ask you about what took place last night. And we saw Trey Young of Oklahoma with 12 turnovers in the game. Is this just, it had to, I'm not going to say it's ending. I'm just going to say he's a freshman. Have teams sort of figured him out a little bit now?
I don't think anyone's figured him out quite yet. I mean, he's still averaging nearly 30 points and 10 assists a game. And if he were to hold as the number one spot in both the scoring and the assist race in this season, he'd be the first player in college basketball history to do so since they started tracking assists in 1984. So, again, he's having an unprecedented season, not just for a freshman, but on all levels of college basketball. And for Trey Young, he has such a high usage rate, and he's expected to perform and do so much, and he's now seeing double and triple teams that he's going to have high turnovers. Oklahoma plays an up-tempo style. You know, again, they're still feeling each other out and learning each other. And now they're facing, again, defenses who are familiar with the game plans of the opposing coaches in the league. In the Big 12, all of these coaches face each other 2 to 3 times a year. They know what kind of systems they're running. They dealt with Buddy Hield a couple years ago, and they know how to deal with an Oklahoma offense that has a high-volume perimeter shooter. So he's seeing a little bit of adjusting defenses, but I think Young has still performed at an unbelievable level throughout play, including in the Big 12, where, you know, you look at 43 points against TCU, the huge outing against Texas Tech, you know, nearly 30 points against West Virginia. These are top 25 NCAA tournament caliber teams that he's just absolutely obliterating. So he's still the favorite for National Player of the Year. You hope that he limits his turnovers, but games like that are going to come time and again, and you know, you still have to hope that he starts to get hot from the perimeter to keep them in games.
We see Jalen Fisher out indefinitely with a knee injury sustained in practice for TCU. As Jim mentioned, Iowa State makes their way down to Fort Worth for their game tonight. But a big picture for TCU with this is a sustained injury for the rest of the season, which some people are speculating about, already down in a 1-4 hole in the Big 12. How much trouble is TCU in?
I don't think they're in that much trouble. They're certainly in trouble in terms of the Big 12 title race, but you know, this is a team that's been in the mix for every single Big 12 game they've played in, despite being 1-4 or 1-5. I mean, couple overtime losses, some losses where they lost at the buzzer, like against Texas. And although it really hurts to lose a guy like Jalen Fisher, a dynamic guard who can play downhill and distribute, they do have another point guard in Alex Robinson who is capable of running the show and getting other guys involved. So they'll have to pick up Fisher's scoring, maybe find a secondary ball handler in Jamie Dixon's offense, but really that was a luxury that they were running with a two-point guard offense. They're going to have to make some adjustments. I want to see who plays off the ball with Robinson, if they're able to fill that gap on the wing with that type of perimeter scoring punch that Fisher provides. But again, I think this is a really talented TCU team that's performing to expectations so far. They should be an NCAA tournament team if they're able to withstand this injury, and I think that they'll at least be able to right the ship enough to have a decent season in the Big 12.
Having a good conversation, as always, with Scott Phillips, NBC Sports. We're talking college basketball. Scotty, I'm real curious about this. The other day, Trent gave me a line, and the line was, do I still take Kansas for the Big 12 to run through, or am I going to take the field? I took the field. Am I a total fool after just what we watched Kansas do just last night?
I think history would indicate that you are, but this season, just look at the shaky depth of Kansas and how they're just not the same caliber of team that we're used to, and I think you have to be okay with taking the field in this instance. You know, Texas Tech is really good. West Virginia is really good. Oklahoma with Trae Young, we just mentioned. And that's not even mentioning some of the teams like Baylor and TCU with losing conference records that are playing really good ball right now. So, again, I think the Big 12 is top to bottom the best league in the country right now. You don't get an off night anywhere. Even teams like Iowa State and Oklahoma State have played tough against every opponent and have winning records. So I think that Kansas is not the same power that we've seen in the past. They certainly have some guys that are talented. Devontae Graham is tremendous, but they're not blowing out teams. They're having to really scrape and claw every single week. And that West Virginia win showed us a lot. It showed a toughness that we really haven't seen out of Kansas all year, but they still don't have a lot of depth on the interior behind Udoka Azubuike. It doesn't look like the Billy Preston situation is going to get resolved. And obviously the depth on the interior is a major concern for them, not only in the Big 12, but going forward into March.
Scott Phillips, NBCSports.com. You can find him on Twitter at PhillipsHoop. Scott, as always, thanks for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
That's Scott Phillips checking in and watching a little basketball out on the East Coast, leaving his Chicago outpost and out in Springfield, Massachusetts, watching some ball out there. Jimmy B, we got to take the break. We got the 5 o'clock hour next, and we're going to kick it off. Well, we'll have a little fun here to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. You know, a couple days ago, we were going back and forth. No yelling at each other next segment. Is that fair? I'm putting out the olive branch to you even before we get to the 5 o'clock hour.
No screaming and yelling. Okay, I'm good.
All right, we'll take the time out. 5 o'clock hour is next. We're talking NFL with Sean Tomlinson and ESPN Zuba Mahente. All to come as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's 1700 KBGG.
Your home and away voice for UNI football. 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for UNI, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
It's that time of year. The cold weather is here. The Animal Rescue League wants to remind you that unpredictable winter weather can be very dangerous for your animals, and we encourage you to bring them inside this time of year. Animals should not be left in cars and should only be outside long enough to relieve themselves. If you witness a situation where an animal is in danger due to weather conditions, call your local law enforcement or animal control.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Trek out it here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments, your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processor for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Da-dum, da-dum, Progressive da-dum, Casualty da-dum. Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Komen Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to HomeInGreaterIowa.org. See you there.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.